Parakhas, Mishnah Aleph. In order for a person to fulfill his obligation, he must be registered on a Karban Pesach. He himself, though, does not need to register personally. He can be registered by someone else without his knowledge. Consequently, it is possible to be registered on more than one Karban Pesach. However, a person cannot bring more than one Karban. The following Mishnah discusses which registration is valid. Aisha Bizman Shi Bebeis Baila Shachar Alea Baila Vashachar Alea Via Tochal Misha Baila. A woman who is married and is at her husband's house for Pesach, and both her husband and father registered her for a Karban Pesach, it is assumed that she would prefer to be registered on her husband's Karban, and therefore eats from that one. Halcha Regla Rishon Lasos Beveis Aviyah Shachar Alea Aviyah V'Shachar Alea Baila Tocha B'mkom Shi Rotza. But if she was spending the first Yom Tov after marriage by her parents, as was the custom back then, as the Bartanur explains, she may choose which Karban she wishes to eat from. Yasam sheshachatu ala aputrapsim, yochal b'mkom shehu rotze. If an orphan had more than one guardian and each one registered him on a Karban Pesach, he may choose where he wishes to eat. Eved shel shnei shutafim lo yochal mishel shneihem. A servant who belongs to two different people may not eat from either of his master's Karbans, since the registration of one partner is not valid without the permission of the second partner. Therefore, a servant may only eat from a Karban Pesach if both masters agreed to his registration, as the Bartanur explained. Misha chatzio eved v'chatzio ben chorim lo yochal misha rabo. A person who is half servant, half free, may not eat from his master's Karban Pesach. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic day.